You're listening to another exciting edition of Duncan's Pulse here on Dragon Digital Radio. Of course, we are a service of Howard Community College, and so glad to have with me in studio. It's interesting. We've talked about the Music Institute. We've talked about the newspaper, but I haven't done any sports. You know, I'm kind of lacking the whole sports angle here. I'm a big baseball fan. I've got daughters that play soccer. We did our last game of indoor soccer yesterday for the winter. I'm thinking, I got to have a sports person on. So I put the feelers out there, and was so glad to get a return email back from the head coach of women's soccer here at HCC, Kate Seagroves. Kate, welcome to Duncan's Pulse.
Thank you very much.
Let's go into your background here. You've been here at HCC since what, 1999?
Correct.
And what brought you, talk, I guess, if you would, about your background growing up, both in playing soccer, and then how did you come to HCC?
I was actually a little bit of a late starter for soccer. Nowadays, people start playing soccer at the age of 3, and you know they go on up. And I was a little bit later. I didn't start till I was 12. Hmm. And it turned out I spent the night over a friend's house one time, and she was a soccer player,
right,
and went to her practice. And I was just standing there watching, and the coach said, "Hey, why don't you come over and play?" So I was like, "Well, I've never played before, but sure, I'll give it a try."
And sure.
Next thing I know, he invited me to join their team, and it kind of stuck. I was a little bit of a multi-sport athlete. I played basketball, I played softball, I swam, and actually softball was my bigger sport until high school, and then I started trying out for some stronger travel soccer teams, and then tried out for the Olympic development team and made it. And then come college, I was being recruited harder to play soccer than I was softball. So that's where I kind of made the switch and concentrated more on soccer. And it's interesting because a lot of people who start soccer very early,
right,
they peak when they're, you know, 14, 15 years old.
Exactly.
And I actually didn't peak till college.
Okay.
And that's when I was actually playing my best soccer, which
right,
was the right time to do it, I guess.
Exactly. Now, I was just going to say, you have a BS in education from North Carolina Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here at your bio. You were a 4-year starter and a 2-year captain there for the Battling Bishops.
Yes.
Which is, just talk to me about those days. Take me back to North Carolina Wesleyan and the fun I'm sure you had.
It was great. I wouldn't trade those days for the world. I've made some of the greatest of friends. We stay in touch. We were all in each other's weddings.
Nice.
And there's nothing better than playing soccer in North Carolina. At the time, this was a long time ago, the big guns were, you know, UNC Chapel Hill, Duke, and we actually had the opportunity to play against those teams.
Wonderful.
And so that in itself was such a great experience. So I got to play against, you know, Mia Hamm and Tish Venturini.
Wow.
And Christine Lilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to play against all of those girls. And
very cool.
You know, so that in itself, they were all in the national team at the time. And
right,
so to be able to play against them was a pretty big honor.
Very cool. Now, you coached there for, what was it, a year, I guess?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went on to Middle Tennessee State University, and you got your graduate degree in physical education, health, and recreation. And then you coached there for a couple of years. Am I correct in that chronology?
That is right.
Okay.
One of the girls that I actually played against in college, she was at our rival school,
okay,
got the head coaching job. And she contacted me and said, "Hey, have you ever considered getting into coaching in a more serious manner?" And I said, "I don't know. You know, what do you have to offer?" And she said, "Well, I can pay for your education to get a master's degree, and you can be my assistant coach."
Wow.
And I was at a job that I didn't really knew I didn't want to do for a career, so I picked up and had 2 weeks to make the decision. I picked up and moved and coached there for 2 years. And it was interesting because they basically started the program because their football program at the time was Division 2A. And they were jumping from 2A to 1A, so they needed to add a women's sport.
Okay.
So they added women's soccer for that reason. So we were literally starting it from scratch.
From the ground up,
yep,
right.
And now the program is very strong. They're in a great conference. And, you know, it was kind of neat to be a part of that.
Nice. So how did you make the transfer? Was it straight from Tennessee to Howard? Or talk to me about that transition.
So while I was at grad school, I got engaged, and my fiance at the time had a teaching job in North Carolina.
Okay.
So I went back and lived there and tried to find work.
Right.
And unfortunately, the market at the time for what I wanted to do was not very good. I was working about six jobs, and it wasn't a whole lot of fun. My family was from here, not particularly in Columbia, but from Maryland.
Sure.
And I said, you know, I've been gone for a while. Maybe it's time for me to go back home.
Exactly.
So I put some resumes out there. And fortunately for me, Steve Musselman, who was the interim athletic director at the time, got my resume and contacted me and said, hey, we're actually looking to start a women's soccer program here. And we also have a need for a facility staff person. And you could fill a couple of those roles because of what, you know, I grew up doing.
Exactly.
And so I came up for an interview, and it turned out one of my soccer buddies from college, who's from Columbia, was getting married, and I was here for that weekend. So I came and kind of coordinated the interview at the same time, and voila, I was offered a job. And
that's great.
Started in July of 1999, and
wow,
it was interesting. I came from four-year programs, so yeah, I was used to having, you know, three practices a day and really going at it. And when I first had my team meeting, four girls showed up, and I was like, whoa, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, what is going
hey,
on
coach,
here?
Coach, we got four players. This is your team.
Yeah.
It's like the scene out of Hoosiers. You have five guys. This is your team.
Yes.
You know? Exactly.
And, you know, when you look in, you need at least 11.
That's right.
To be
subs
out on the
and
field.
Everything else, right?
Right,
right. Right.
So basically the first couple weeks of school, anybody that was wearing anything Adidas, anything Puma, anything athletic related, I snagged them.
That's
and
right.
Said, hey, I need a soccer player. And, you know, wow. We ended up with 14 girls. I mean, we weren't very good, and we took our lumps the first couple years, and, you know, but it was definitely an experience that
it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
great.
Interesting.
And you're also, I'm looking here at your bio, you're the academic liaison of student athletes. Do I have that right? And you're a facility manager? Talk about that side, aside from the coaching.
Right. So we wear a lot of hats over in the Athletic and Fitness Center. I mean, there's only, I think, six of us that are full-time.
Okay.
And so it's interesting that we have to combine our facility work with our athletic work. And we've never really had anybody that could help the academic side. And so basically I do a lot of data for the athletic department. I pull all the grades. I help with our retention staff to make sure that the kids are getting eligible. If they're struggling, you know, we try to make sure we get them over to the tutoring center.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's kind of what I do. I do a lot of grade checks and just try to make sure the kids are doing what they're supposed to be doing. As far as facility manager, I basically oversee the entire facility now. So I was always in charge of the pool and the weight room. But, you know, since our jobs have become a little bit broader,
right.
I kind of oversee the fields, oversee the weight room, still oversee those kind of things. So,
right.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, I know in football, and you know, it's big, if you don't, you know, have a 2.0, you can't play. Is it similar with soccer? Talk about the balance between making sure your grades are good so you can play. Go into more detail about that, if you would.
Well, we are part of the NJCAA, which is the National Junior College Athletic Association,
okay.
And there are eligibility rules that we have to follow,
sure.
And that's across the board. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. And basically, you have to be a full-time student, which is at least 12 credits, and you have to carry a 2.0, which is obviously C average,
right.
Or C grade,
C-ish,
which
right.
is average.
Right.
And I mean, that's everybody has to do it. Now, fortunately for, you know, on the female side, we're pretty lucky that the girls are pretty self-motivated as far as their academics go.
That's good.
And you know, we just try to make sure we have, because of Canvas, we can now check their grades every 2 weeks, which is what we do. I actually do study hall for the girls, and we don't
wonderful.
Really call it study hall because we're not sitting in a room watching them.
Right.
But they have to do 4 hours of studying per week on campus.
Huh.
And that's either they can do it, you know, in a computer lab. They can do it in the library. Sometimes people do it in my office.
Sure.
We have a little classroom in our building that they can do. So we take our grades very, very seriously. And, you know, we make sure that those girls sign up. They have to do their 4 hours. It is an honor system.
Hmm.
So if they put down that they did 6 hours of study hall, but then I pull their Canvas grade, and
yeah.
It doesn't show that they did 6 hours of studying.
They're just goofing off, you know,
exactly.
Texting or Facebook or whatever, right?
Right, right. That then we tackle it and say, okay, something's not adding up here. You're putting in your hours, but clearly you're not doing what you need to be doing.
Exactly. So is that really the exception rather than the norm? I mean, from what I understand, that you just have to sort of guide them, but you say that your team is really motivated. You don't have to, you know, stand over them, you know, but they want to play. And obviously, if they want to play it, they got to make the grade.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're hurting themselves. They're hurting the team if they
right.
aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And exactly.
I'm in a little bit different situation because our season's in the fall.
Right.
So I'm either getting them as freshmen where, you know, they haven't had an opportunity to really screw up yet. Where it gets tricky is for the players that are coming back the next year.
Yeah.
And they but we have time, and that's the nice thing. So if they have a bad semester, we still have the winter term, we have the spring, and then we even have the summer to kind of get them back on track.
Nice.
And so those players, if they do struggle, I just try to make sure that I'm on them a little bit harder come winter and spring.
Mm-hmm. One other quick question before we take it to break. How did you, I mean, obviously you've been here for 18 years as coach in your other roles. How did you know that HCC was really the right place for you then? And obviously with your career, how do you know it's still the right place for you? If that makes any sense.
Absolutely. So after coaching at the four-year school, I mean, I was literally recruiting every weekend.
Right.
Every holiday I was somewhere. I was traveling. You know, people travel to Texas. They travel to Chicago. They travel, you know, I was all over the state of Tennessee. I was in Florida, California. We were everywhere every weekend recruiting. So, you know, Thanksgiving I had to, it's like you couldn't be with your family. And
you were helping to build the team.
Absolutely. And so it, I just realized, like, wow, do I really want to make this kind of commitment? I mean, this is basically going to run my life.
Yeah.
And it was nice at the time. I was young, I was energetic. But when you start thinking about a family, it's completely different.
You're, I hear you.
You know, yeah. You've got to give some things up. And to me, HCC was the perfect place for that because, yes, I can still go to the high schools. I can still, you know, talk to the local coaches, but I don't have to go to California because I'm not going to get a kid from California. I can stick to the local, you know, the surrounding counties and make sure I get to know those coaches really well.
Right.
And maybe I go out and watch a game and, you know, twice a week, but I still get to go home every night.
Nice.
And that was really, really important to
That's
me.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. You know, my son is, you know, now he's getting to where I have to kind of drive him all over the place. So it becomes even more important. And and so we still get to have our dinners together. You know, obviously he's older and has his own life. So we've got that good balance. But it's still nice to know that I can come home and do my family thing, but still enjoy the aspect of coaching. And I felt like HCC was a great place for me. I mean, that was one side of it. But here I still get to teach the game. And you get such a wide variety of players. I mean, we get players who are phenomenal. I mean, they, you know, played ODP and they played, which is Olympic development, and they played serious travel. But then we get that player who's a rec player. And my job is to try and bring those two players together to create a team. Because
right.
I don't want to take people's opportunity away. I mean, that's what it's all about here. Mm. Yes, I'm competitive. I want to win. I want success. But it's more than that. It's about getting these players to love the game and to improve. And we create a family atmosphere. And that to me is what we bring here to HCC. It's not all about winning. I mean, yeah, obviously that makes it a little more enjoyable.
But you're a team. You're a family within a, you know, I was going to say a family within a family. But it is a true, you have to have the camaraderie because you have to have it on and off the field too.
Yes. And I feel like we do a really good job of that because we travel twice a season. You know, we always go to North Carolina. And then this coming year, we're going to New Jersey.
Wow.
And when we travel, it's not just about going to play some games. I mean, we like to make it an actual trip. almost a vacation. So we go to Wilmington, North Carolina every year. We leave a day early, so we get to see the beaches. We get to see Wilmington, which is gorgeous. Huh. I mean, yeah, we get to play some games, and we want to win those games.
But it's so fun if you're just going to, okay, get on the bus, get back home.
Right.
You have to enjoy it, or else, again, it's a whole experience.
Exactly. And we try to make sure we do that. And, you know, we're going to New Jersey. I haven't been to this part of New Jersey before, or I've never been there, and it's apparently on the shore. So that's going to be a whole new experience. We've gone to New York before, and we had big scavenger hunts in New York City, which was really interesting because we had quite a few girls who had never been to New York City. So here was a chance for them to spend 2 hours seeing everything they could possibly see in 2 hours, but have some things that they had to look for.
That's
I made them do, like, you know, dance like the Rockettes in front of Radio City Music Hall. So it was, we try to throw some fun in there too.
Very cool. Let's take a quick break. Back with more with Kate Seagrove. She's the head coach for women's soccer at HCC. More of Duncan's Paul is coming your way in just a moment right here on Dragon Digital Radio. More in a second.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
And we are back. Yours truly, Ron Safford, keeping you company for the next 13 minutes or so. So glad to have with me in studio for the remainder of our time together, head coach of women's soccer here at HCC. Of course, I'm talking about Kate Seagroves, and she's also the facility manager and the academic liaison of student athletes. Coach, let's get back to the conversation. Talk about this team and what happened in the fall and just sort of the camaraderie with the girls. And just brag on your team a little bit, your star players, et cetera.
This team was really, really interesting. We were very, very young. I mean, obviously, we're young anyway because we're only freshmen and sophomores. But we only had two girls that had returned from the previous year.
Wow.
And that put a lot of pressure on them.
You're rebuilding the team again. Forgive me for
absolutely. Yeah. We came in, we had 18 on our roster. That means we had 16 brand new players. Now, a couple of them had been students here before. Like two were considered sophomores academically, but they were still new to the team.
Okay.
And so we were literally starting from scratch with this group and trying to get them to buy into what we are building here, what our philosophies are, and it was a challenge. There's no question it was a challenge. We had a lot of different personalities, and somehow we were able to find a way to make it work. We took our lumps. I mean, we had a couple games there where, I mean, for one, I don't play an easy schedule. Our schedule is pretty, pretty tough, and I like that because it's only going to make the players better. I mean, if I play a bunch of teams that I'm going to beat 5-6-0, that's not the reality of it if we ever make it to the national tournament. So we try to schedule people that are going to challenge us. And we definitely had our challenges this year. And, our best competition besides Monroe out of the Bronx, was Montgomery College. Montgomery College was very, very strong this year. And the first time we played them, they handed it to us. And
wow.
It was really rough. We had to lick our wounds and whimper back home.
Jeez. And what kind of score are we talking about here?
Oh, do I really have to?
No, you don't.
Okay. It was a lot.
Really? Okay. I will leave it at that, coach.
I mean, they were good.
Montgomery College. That's like 20 minutes away.
They're one of our rivals.
Yeah.
And, they took it to us. And, you know, we had to, like I said, we whimpered and licked our wounds and left. And fortunately for us, we had the opportunity to meet up with them again in our regional championship.
What was that like?
And we hosted it. It was, you know, we were nervous because of how badly we had lost previously. And But we ended up going out there and we told the girls this is what we wanted to do. This is how we were going to defeat them. And we go out there and we actually score first. Nice. So we're up 1-0.
Okay.
And they were a better team than we were. So they deserved to win.
Right.
But we definitely gave them a very, very tough game. I mean, they ended up beating us 2-1. They scored their second. They tied it with maybe 15 minutes left and then ended up scoring another goal with about 6 or 7 minutes left. I can't quite remember. But we ended up losing 2-1 in the championship game. And, you know, like I said, they were a better team. They honestly deserved that win.
But still, 2-1 is a good score. I mean, it's like
absolutely
8-0.
It was, you know? It was an amazing game. I mean, I couldn't have asked for better play from our team. And to go from what we came from with 16 freshmen was right. A pretty big accomplishment.
Exactly.
So I can't take anything away from them because they did everything we asked. But we did go through some challenges this year. We had, like I said, from the start, we had to get them to buy in. We had to get them to really take on what we were trying to do and pretty much start from scratch. So, but they came up big that last game.
Are there a couple, like one or two players that really are standing out among the pack that you sort of see a future for them down the road beyond Howard?
Well, you know, my two sophomores that were returners were huge, and that was Savannah Holt and Celeste Costable.
Little name drop in there. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. They're my girls. You know, if it weren't for them, I'm not sure we would have had the success we had because they did have a lot on their plate and had big leadership roles that they had to fill, and they were able to do that. And, you know, Savannah ended up making NSCA All-American.
Fantastic.
And Scholar All-American. So she had a great year. And Cece, it was just, she didn't get the accolades that maybe she deserved, but she's a great girl and actually wants to come back and possibly help coach next year. So
see, that's what it's all about.
You absolutely.
Know? I mean,
yeah.
There's, you know, and you've seen that in various movies and, you know, where the student comes back and helps the teacher, but you know you've made a real connection when they want to give back.
A lot of my assistant coaches have been former players.
That's
so
fantastic. That's fantastic.
I'm at the point where some of my former players are getting married. I'm going to their weddings. They're having children. And
they're like, hey, so coach, how you doing?
I know.
Good to see you. Hey, you still coaching? Hey, yeah. How you doing? You know, it's just fantastic. Forgive the bad accent. You've had a wonderful run. Your teams have won 5 regional titles, 3 district titles, and 1 JUCO conference co-championship. You developed 13 NJCAA All-Americans and 4 NSCAA All-Americans. Is this really what you thought it was going to be back? I mean, if you were sort of put a crystal ball or a time machine, is this what you thought it was going to be or better than what you thought it was going to be as far as looking back over the 18 years?
I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I knew I wanted to be a little closer to home. Because my family was here, and it turns out they've all moved away now, so I don't know what that means. But but yeah, it's been a great place for me. I love the challenge it brings every year,
right.
And yeah, I don't think I would change a thing. It's been I've had ups and downs, but I've met some amazing people, have created some amazing friendships through these players, and
it's wonderful.
It's good to see how they get to grow and work with them and try to see where they can go next. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of them don't continue to play. They perfectly well could. They get recruited by a lot of teams. But,
right.
You know, they reach a point where they're saying, you know, I think I want to concentrate on my grades or I just want to finish school. And
exactly.
But, you know, we try to get a lot of them to keep going.
That's good. That's excellent. We have about 3.5 minutes left. What do you really get out of coaching? Obviously, you're impacting the next generation. Is it that or is it something more as far as the fundamentals of why you do this?
It keeps me young.
That's a good answer. I like that answer.
It you know, because I still try to run around with them. I mean, my knees are a little bit worse than when I first started here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But I love to, for one, I love being outside. You know, there's nothing better than fall weather. And to be out there and be able to laugh and just enjoy the game of soccer and be able to hopefully teach them a thing or two. And
exactly.
It's almost therapy for me to be out on the field
gotcha.
Working with these girls.
Gotcha.
So That's the biggest reason.
It's wonderful. What about the next season? If you know, I mean, obviously it's February now. It's 6 months to your next season. Do you know sort of an opening day? Can you promote that or what? Okay, just talk about the next season.
The team starts in July on their own. They start playing in a 7v7 league.
Okay.
And I can't coach or anything, but they kind of throw themselves in there, and that kind of gives them a little kickstart. But our official date is August 1st. And we start with just basic practices, start working on our fitness. We do have a week of two-a-days where we come in at 8 in the morning, do fitness, and then come back in the evening and do ball work. Our first game, I think it's August 25th.
Okay.
So we start very, very early. We have
for planning. Yeah.
Yeah. We have about 3 weeks to kind of get ourselves ready.
Exactly.
And, so as far as right now, I mean, fortunately for me, we have a good returning class since we had so many freshmen last year. A lot of them are returning. And, so that's a jump start. I mean, I still need to bring in a good 8-10 girls.
Okay.
Hopefully I can do that. I'm in the recruiting mode right now.
Exactly.
Trying to get the word out that, you know, we want players that want to come in and make an impact and hopefully enjoy the game.
That's wonderful. And if there's a young lady listening to this podcast or hearing this on Dragon Digital Radio, how does she get in touch with you and or their family and say, hey, my daughter can kick, she's good, we got to get in touch with the coach? Just provide your phone number and email as we close out here, Coach.
443-518-4685 and Seagroves, SEAGROVES, at howardcc.edu. If you want to come play and have fun and make some friends, then come on out.
Excellent. I'm so glad we had you in here, Coach.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Excellent. And again, it's Kate Seagroves. She is the facility manager and academic liaison of student athletes. It's very important, but of course, she's the head coach of HCC Women's Soccer. It's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford, thanking you very much for being right there. Until next time, make it a great day and an even better tomorrow.